Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Sikafis in the Afternoon. This is the show for men, where you learn about masculinity, dating, relationships, attraction, all the stuff men need to know to crush it in their dating game. My name is Joshua Sikafis. I help men to improve their dating lives through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today we're talking about textationships. Gentlemen, are you stuck in a textationship? Are you flirting with one? Are you actually stuck in this gross zone, unable to move forward with a real relationship? Listen, man, this is a really crucial thing that you need to understand. A lot of men struggle with this one because with online dating becoming so popular, it can be so easy, easier than ever, to get stuck in a textationship instead of progressing to a real relationship. But in this video, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. In fact, I'm going to tell you exactly how to keep this from happening, how to identify it, and how to move forward scheduling real dates with real women so that you can have an awesome dating life and create the dating destiny of your dreams. Before we jump in, I want to invite you to like and subscribe. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subs, and that would be so awesome if you would help me out. You can also find resources down in the description. You can book a free discovery call, grab my dating course, or even grab one of the books I've written to help men improve their dating lives. These are all solutions I have created to help you go from dating zero to dating hero, to crush it, schedule more dates, and have an amazing dating life as a man. All right, gentlemen, we have to talk about this. Are you mistaking a textationship for a relationship? I found this article on Forbes. This is kind of interesting topic for Forbes to cover. I do read Forbes business articles regularly, but this is a dating article written by Mark Travers, contributor, published on April 27th, 2023. So it's been out for a few days at this point. You can also find the link to this down in the description, but I'm going to read a little bit of this for you because there's some good stuff in here that you need to know. The writer did a really great job of covering this. And so here we go. I'm just going to read a little bit of this for you. Many people come to therapy after the honeymoon phase of their online dating life wears off, confused about what is happening and where they stand with the romantic interest. They say things like, "My partner and I have been texting for a long time, but we have hardly ever engaged in a serious conversation. Ever since we've known each other, we've only been catching up on calls with no plans of in-person meetups." If you find yourself relating to these statements, it may be because you are in a textationship. While texting is now a go-to mode of communication, it has resulted in the emergence of a new dating standard. As convenient as it may seem, a relationship that is based on texting with little to no face-to-face interaction can be noxious. Now, in this article, he gives you some examples for how to escape the textationship, and he actually breaks it down into three tips. Number one, to broaden the scope by scheduling calls. Number two, to reevaluate your needs and express them clearly. And number three, to set your own deadline. If you're worried about getting too complacent with being in a textationship as opposed to an in-person relationship, consider setting boundaries. You know, you can set a timeline for expectations, etc. Now, with all that being said, gentlemen, I want to talk about why I think this is a dating trend you need to know, that you need to understand, and you need to actually take measures to avoid. Because believe it or not, this can happen. Women will sometimes get into a textationship with you. And I'm going to tell you right now, the reason is because a lot of women out here on these dating apps, they want attention from you. They want attention from all kinds of men. They're keeping their options open. They're talking to a lot of guys. No problem. But here's the problem for you where you're concerned. If you are actually interested in her, but you just text her, and you're in this kind of like texting limbo while she's going on dates with guys, like these guys are actually meeting her in real life, going on dates because they're bold enough to make that move. Guess what? This is bad news for you. This is not the zone you want to get stuck in, gentlemen. You want to be the type of guy who's bold enough to actually ask her on a date. So when you engage with her in online dating, when you start texting her, when you start messaging, schedule like those phone calls. I say, "Hey, are you down with the phone call?" Ask her if she wants to FaceTime. Or even better, actually schedule a real life date. Invite her out. Say, "Hey, you want to go out with me at this time to do this thing, you know, at this location? I'd like to hang out with you. I'd like to get to know you." Remember, the point of dating isn't to just get a texting buddy. The point of dating is to meet real people in the real world and form a real connection. So always watch the behavior. If you start talking to a woman and she isn't putting energy into meeting your efforts to schedule a date, she probably doesn't want to meet for the date. She's probably just talking to you for some other reason. But as a man, you're probably not interested in that reason. And so to continue along the path is probably not going to be good for you. The general rule of thumb is always this: make sure to be bold and to go out there and actually state your interest. Say, "Hey, I really would like to meet you. Let's meet up. Let's hang out. Let's have a good time. Let's have a date." And if she says, "Yeah, let's do it," awesome. This is success. If she doesn't meet you with this kind of energy, if she kind of is wishy-washy about it, or she kind of is non-committal or doesn't really seem to put any effort into it, you know what? that's fine. You just move on and you talk to the next lady. No harm, no foul. If she circles back around and tries to schedule the date, then you can deal with it then. Maybe you'll decide you do want to go on the date. But in the meantime, don't waste your energy on people who do not want to actually meet up with you, gentlemen. It's very important. We can control our own dating destiny with our actions. We have to make the decision to have that standard for ourselves. It's like, I'm not going to continue to engage with people who aren't going to put equal energy in. And that's really the basics of it. That's what a textationship is. And that's how you identify it, by sensing that lack of energy when you're trying to schedule a date and they're not reciprocating. You know, like, the behavior tells you. Always watch the behavior. The words can say anything, but behavior is what tells you what people really want and what they're all about. Okay. So as a man, it's in your best interest to always kind of watch the energy that women are investing. And if it's matching yours and you're both excited, that's awesome. If you're more excited and she seems a little lackluster, you know, probably better to move on. Nothing to be mad about. It's just human nature. And dating apps are fickle this way. You might have to sort through a lot of different options before you actually schedule a date. And that's okay. If you want to learn more about how to do that, grab my course. I have a whole course on how to set up, fill your calendar with dates, go from dating zero to dating hero. The exact same method that I used in my life to fix my dating life in the wake of my divorce and subsequent life reset. I had to teach myself how to date the correct way this time and ended up being very successful, but I had to learn a lot along the way. And I have a course to tell you the exact system I used. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in every single morning at 5 a.m. for Joshua Segevis in the morning, and every afternoon at 3 p.m. for Joshua Segevis in the afternoon. I share the dating tips, trends, news, stories, and techniques you need to stay on top of your dating game as a man. Go with grace, gentlemen. Never give up your power. This is Joshua Segevis signing off.